Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel Broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings and welcome to another broadcast day here on this Monday. Amen. Glad to have you along with us, and we're excited about the program today, and I'm glad that you're with us. I'm glad you chose to join us, and we realize that you don't have to do that. It's voluntary, and we appreciate your willingness to tune in, not just the Sounds of Faith, but the other broadcasts that's carried here on this good station, or maybe on the internet, wherever you're listening from today. We're thankful, and we're going to have a lot of good singing this week and a lot of different varieties of singing. Amen. We're going to start off with the Faith Trio, amen, made up of Judd and Debbie Douglas, and then also Miss Tammy Griffin playing and singing, making up the third member of the trio. And here's a good song from them. It says, "I'm Gonna Rise." Amen.
You may ask me why I'm happy and have such peace within. No worries about tomorrow or how my life may end. I know my future's settled. My Jesus made the way for me to live in glory. All this could be the day. I'm gonna rise. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise.
I'm gonna rise
with my Jesus, heaven bound.
I'm gonna rise.
And I know it won't be long with my Lord. Hallelujah. I'm gonna rise. Have you made your reservation for a mansion in the sky? You have one for the asking in the sweet by and by. Christ paid the price at Calvary. Just put your trust in him, and when he comes to claim his children, he'll say, enter in. I'm gonna rise.
I'm gonna rise.
When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise.
I'm gonna rise.
With my Jesus heaven bound, I'm gonna rise.
I'm gonna rise.
And I know it won't be long with my Lord. Hallelujah, I'm gonna rise. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
I'm gonna rise.
I'm gonna rise. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise.
I'm gonna rise
with my Jesus heaven bound. I'm gonna rise.
I'm gonna rise,
and I know it won't be long with my Lord. Hallelujah. I'm gonna rise with my Lord. Hallelujah. I'm gonna rise.
Amen. Well, you know what? Don't believe all this stuff you hear about the church going down, or a Christian is going to be wiped out. Oh, no, friend. We're going up. Hey, man, we're going to rise one day soon, and very soon, as I told them in Sunday school the other Sunday, we're going to see the King. Amen. I love that old spiritual. Amen. Oh, no more dying there. Oh, no, we're going to see the King. And boy, I tell you, I like that kind of singing. I like trio singing, chorus, quartets, and choirs on solos. We have all that different variety of Southern gospel music here at Faith Baptist Church, and we'd love to have you come be a part of any of the services. Amen. We are having our service on Wednesday night, of course, for prayer time, prayer meeting time, and just practical prayer and, you know, Bible preaching. Amen. A few songs, and don't sing as much as we do on Sundays, but we do have good singing on Wednesday. Of course, our Patch the Pirate Club meets every Wednesday, as well as every other Wednesday, our Sigma program. And I don't think they'll be meeting this week, but Patch will. But we will have that on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Then on the Lord's Day, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship, 6 o'clock in the evening service. And looking forward to what God has here at Faith Baptist Church. We're right on the corner of Highway 18 South, about 5 miles south of Shelby. You'll come to the crossroads there at 180, which is South Post Road. We're right there on the corner on the left, only 2.2 miles from the South Carolina state line. We'd love to have you come. And we often say we have your seat saved, and that may not be necessarily so, because we don't know when you come, when you're not, but we will find you a seat. And when you walk in that door, we will have you a reserved seat. We'll find you one, and or our ushers will. And if you come in, tell them that you hear the sounds of faith, amen, they'll find me, and I'll meet up with you and talk to you a few minutes if I can, and find out, just kind of put a face with our listening family. And we like to do that occasionally, and we'd love to have you do that. Come visit with us here at Faith. And also remember, I know next week, I know is Thanksgiving, and we're looking forward to that. And I asked if you would send us a card or a letter and let us know where you are listening from, and give me one thing that you're thankful for this year. Maybe God done something special for, maybe physically, maybe spiritually, maybe financially, whatever God's done for you, maybe just one thing. Put that in that card or letter, and maybe on Thanksgiving, if God will let us remember it, we'll read some of those the week of Thanksgiving, which will be next week. So if you're going to get that in, get it in this week, amen, and we'd appreciate that so very much. Amen. Well, let's get on. Let's get another good song here. This is Spencer, Leanne, and Justin, and Miss Haley saying, I love this song. It says, Worthy is the Lamb.
A manger in Bethlehem held Mary's little lamb, and the cross on Golgotha held the nails that pierced his side. Satan said, I've won, I told him. The tomb said, I'll hold him. And death said, he's mine forevermore. For 3 days and nights, hell had a jubilee. But just as dawn was breaking, Satan thought he'd check and see. But the tomb said, I can't find him. And death said, I could not bind him. He got up, and when he left, he took the key.
He took the key. Worthy is the risen. Could not beat him, and hell could not.
he's worthy today of our praise and our thanksgiving. You know, we're going to be preaching on the thought of Thanksgiving even today, and we're going to take in this week and next on that subject matter. And I tell you what, you can't, we can't wait to Thursday, and just be thankful like we ought to. We got to prepare our hearts, and I believe we'll be thankful every day. But I want to take some time, even this week, getting our hearts and mind in tune with the subject of thanksgiving. But you know what? He's worthy of that. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be worshipped. He's worthy to accept our thanksgiving. And with that in mind, we're going to have some thoughts this week. Our truth for the days will be on giving, but not necessarily him giving to us, but us giving to him. And notice in the book of Matthew chapter 25, we'll read verse 42 and verse 43. The Bible says, "For I was hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not." You know, Jesus often appears in the form of neglected and little people. Think about that. To see if we will do the simple things as proof of our love and loyalty to him. You know, I'm reminded of the scripture. Jesus says, "What you do unto one of these little ones, you do it unto me." You know, Jesus could be rightly saying today for us to how we treat each other tells us really how we're treating him. Oh, may God help us with that truth. I know, that's a tough one, isn't it, to digest. But Jesus even says to love our enemies and to do good to them that despitefully use us. We're going to have to pray about that, ain't we? Well, speaking of that, it's prayer time. Join me in prayer. Father, thank you today for your goodness, and thank you for the mercy of God, and for that which you've done for us today. God, you've been merciful, and for this we're very, very grateful. What I'm asking you, God, today, to help us with this matter of treating others, you know, like we want you to treat us. You've forgiven us, we should forgive others. You love us, we should love others. God, you made provision for us. We should help those that are genuinely in spiritual and even physical need. Well, I'm thankful today that you've touched us. God, you've been good to us, and I have no grumbles, no complaints. God, as we are quickly approaching the Thanksgiving Day holiday, Lord, I want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you so much today for all the blessings of life. God, I look back over the last few months, Lord, you've been gracious to us, and God, you've done things that we have prayed about and asked you about, and God, you came through for us, and we're so thankful. I pray, God, today you may bless the rest of our time together. Bless those who are in need today. Bless those who are listening to the Sounds of Faith today. Touch them and bless them in a very special kind of way. Thank you for all you've done and all you're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray. And again, Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you again so very much for tuning us in here on this another Sounds of Faith. And we're going to continue with a good song here from our orchestra as they play for us today. Amen. Talking about how it is so sweet to trust in Jesus. wonderful job. Well, I say that. They're always wonderful, man. The orchestra do a great job. And I love this next song. We play it. It seems like I play it about every week. Hey, man, I like this song talking about They'll Never Crucify Him Again from the adult choir today.
Upon his back, and with a crown of thorns upon his head, above it was his name. A soldier spat in his precious face and said, "Now, Jesus, where is your face?"
But one day they will bow before him and worship our King. They won't try.
Crucify him again, but I am thankful. Oh, I'm thankful that that day he was willing to give his life. Oh, it's a ransom for my locked up, sin cursed soul. Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen. Well, here on this Monday, of course, I know Thanksgiving is not this Monday, this Thursday, but it is a week away or so, a little over a week away. But I want to read you a verse of Scripture that so many times, and I have many, many times, only used this verse at Christmas time. But I believe it talks and expresses as much about thankfulness as any other verses that we could read. It's just one simple short verse in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. This is what it says, "Thanks be unto God, for he is unspeakable gift." Paul the apostle here writing his second letter to the church at Corinth says, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable lips." Now, I don't know how many times, I've not counted them, but the phrase "thanks be to God" or "thanks be unto God" was often on the lips of Paul the apostle. He had learned, I don't know how long it took him to learn it. Sometimes it takes us longer than others, I guess. But he learned and knew the grace of gratitude. He was thankful for what God has done and what God was doing. His life, I guess you would say, his life was an anthem of praise unto God. He never grew weary of thanking God for all his blessings. You know, sometimes we take it for granted of all the things that God... I mean, I'm speaking for myself. I don't know about you, but I'm sure if you're like me, you're human, I guess, and also you understand that it's very typical of the human nature to become complacent, become satisfied, and therefore we do not give God praise and glory for those things that we have in our life. Now, it's easy sometimes to give God, thanks for that extra $1,000 that just showed up in the bank account. I mean, we can say, thank God for that. What about that breath you just took? Do you ever say, I mean, I don't find myself thanking God for the breath that's going in and out of my lungs, but you know what? That's pretty important, I'd say. Pretty important. And, we give God the praise for things that we consider that are big. But, let me ask you a question. Now, the Lord been willing, and I'm sure that it's not going to change. It's been this way ever since I've been on staff, and it's soon be 35 years. But next Wednesday, not this coming Wednesday, but next Wednesday, we will have what we call our Thanksgiving praise service here at Faith. And what will happen is Pastor will have people that would like to stand up and testify on what God's doing and what God's done for them in their life. And he'll ask us to finish the question, or the sentence, should I say, "This year I am thankful for," and then we'll fill out the blank. Usually, hopefully, it takes only 30 seconds per person. That's what we try to allow so everybody have an opportunity. But let me ask you the question today. We don't have to wait till next Thursday or next Wednesday. Let me ask you today. Think about something. What is it that you're thankful for today? Now, we're going to deal more maybe at the end of the week and maybe even into next week on about our Thanksgiving, about what we're thankful for. But you got it in your mind? Okay, think about that. Okay? Now, let's look at some Bible characters in the Bible. I mean, I don't have but one in my mind today that we're going to be dealing with this week, but think about people in the Bible. You know what they're thankful for? What do you reckon David was thankful for? I think one of the top things on his list, probably in the top two, if it's not number one in David's life, he was thankful for God's forgiveness. I say so. And what about old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? I'd say they probably were thankful that God showed up in that fire with them, don't you reckon? Yeah. But what about Paul the Apostle? Paul wrote here in the second book of Corinthians, he says, "Thanks be unto God." What do you reckon he's thankful for? Well, I believe we can see in Scripture, in some of the Pauline epistles and some of his other passages what relate to Paul. I want to see some things on the subject of the Christian's thanksgiving. And look in the life of Paul this week and see some things that he's thankful for. And I believe we can springboard from that and duplicate that in our own life. Be thankful. I believe Paul the Apostle, and so many verses throughout his books, including here in 2 Corinthians 9:15, Paul tells me here that he's thankful for God's unspeakable gift. We all know who that was, right? The Lord Jesus Christ. And one writer, and I'm not going to change the Bible, it says unspeakable, but one guy interprets this that it's the gift that's inexpressible. In other words, you can't describe it. You can't describe it. Paul had been encouraging the Corinthians here to give gifts for the poor Christians in Jerusalem that were suffering from a major famine at the time. And, you know, as he thought about those gifts, I'm sure he thought about those that was given sacrificially, he was reminded of God's unspeakable gift to all of them, his love in Jesus. Listen, oh mercy, my time's gone and I haven't even got to the first good point yet. We'll pick it up here tomorrow, but let me say this in closing today, and my time is just about to run out, and of all the things that I can be thankful for today, and there are many, the greatest Thanksgiving gratitude I could offer would be to my Heavenly Father for giving me His Son to die in my stead, to carry my shame, to become sin for me. For that I say, our Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for salvation through Him. Amen. Well, may God bless you. Until tomorrow is our prayer.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.